Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA and sponsored by Star Dental Institute. The Veterans Voice originates from flagship station KRDO News Radio in Colorado Springs. I'm your host, Mike Lewis. Thank you for joining us. And before we get started, as we like to say at the beginning of our podcast and broadcast, if you find this information useful, please share it. Tell your friends, because at Mount Carmel, we want to help people. We want to help veterans, their families, and spouses get work, get employment, get the help they need. That's why this program exists. Mount Carmel is a nonprofit organization. They are focused on veterans, military, their families. They have all kinds of great services. They help families. They help service people regardless of your discharge status. It doesn't matter when you served. They are there to help you. They have a transition team. If you're getting ready to get off active duty, they'll help you with some of the things you may be going through. They have behavioral health and wellness assistance as well, and they have a veteran and family resource center. They provide crucial and timely hands-up care. Our first segment is called Partners on Point, and I want to welcome in our first guest, Angel Ramelb. Welcome to KRDO.
Thank you.
You are the lead recruiter for Peak Vista Community Health Centers. What does Peak Vista Community Health Centers do?
We focus on patients who have access barriers. So lower income, Medicaid, Medicare, those types of patients. We have 26 facilities within the Pikes Peak region, spreading out to as far as Flagler out east, and then up in Divide we have a facility. We also have a facility in Fountain. So we integrate behavioral health, medical, and dental. We have all of that within our facilities.
And you have partnered with Mount Carmel.
Yes.
And how's that partnership going so far?
It's new, fresh, and exciting. I'm very excited to be able to partner with an organization like Mount Carmel that focuses on veterans and their families. It's very close to my heart and what I've been through. And so knowing that this program is out there to help when it's time for my husband to transition is great. I'm excited.
And I wanted to mention, you are a military spouse, so you've lived the life. You've walked the walk.
Almost 20 years.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Hopefully we'll stop at 24.
And as they say, you know, military spouses, they serve too.
We do.
Because when the member is deployed overseas, that work that's at home, if you have a family, if you have pets, things like that, that workload goes up because someone's still got to get the job done, so to speak.
Yeah. Actually, my husband's been deployed. He'll be back Saturday.
Oh.
Hopefully.
Well, tell him welcome home when he gets back.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Now, one of the things that I understand you're doing is mock interview training. Why is that important?
I think with military active duty and spouses, we are very sheltered in our life. And getting them out in the public and in the community and teaching them how to talk to somebody that isn't military, somebody that doesn't have an affiliate with the government, it's a learned skill. And so I think the mock interviews are very important for that.
Yeah, because if a member like your husband, who's going on over 20 years of active duty, hasn't had to sit down for job interviews, gets off active duty, he needs to maybe brush up on that skill set.
Yes, yes. They need to get that Army mentality out and start looking at the private sector.
Got to figure out what you're going to wear to work every day.
That too.
Now, coming up on March 14th, there's going to be a National Mill Spouse Career Summit. I understand you're going to be a subject matter expert on the panel.
I will be.
Okay.
Yeah, very excited.
We're looking forward to that. I'm honored and humbled that I was asked to help MC that event, and it is going to be a very good event indeed. Now, tell us about an upcoming event coming to Fountain soon.
We're going to be doing a community veterans fair at our Fountain location, partnering with Mount Carmel, and hopefully we can get the word out and get as many veterans, as very high population veterans down in Fountain, and get those veterans out and see what we can offer them.
What are some of the situations and concerns you're seeing when you deal with veterans?
I think over from my experience, it's talks about civilian lingo, the language of a civilian, and getting rid of acronyms is a huge one for military members and their spouses, and just being able to effectively communicate with somebody that isn't aware of what a military life is like. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize what it consists of.
If you've never lived that, it is different.
14 moves in 17 years are the kinds of things that we deal with.
I can understand that. My father was an Air Force pilot. We moved and moved and moved, and I don't remember any of my friends from first, second, third grade because they were long since gone.
Exactly.
So not only is it on the spouse, but the kids have a lot of transition. They keep moving and changing schools and things like that.
Yes, which is why we're settled here. I have a daughter who's in middle school, and we're not going anywhere. I want her to have that long-term relationship with her school and her friends.
So. Sure. Tell us about your experience going into the workforce.
It was a difficult one. I was a little older when I got married, so I was very familiar with private sector. So actually, for me, it was a reverse role. I had to get used to having a job in the military and learning the lingo and what the expectations were. How do military spouses get jobs? What are you know, the entitlements that is offered to us as a military spouse. Mm-hmm. I started my civilian career as an AFES. I worked for the exchange on base part-time at night so that we didn't have to pay daycare. And I just picked up whatever I could until I landed in HR with the government.
I see.
In 2008.
And just for the benefit of those folks who don't know what AFES is, it's the exchange system, which is basically a retail shopping center that are located on most military installations.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for everything you're doing for our veterans, their families, and it's important work. And we've said it before on this program, when spouses are going out looking for work, they have some significant challenges because it's hard for them to maintain a career when they're following their family member all over the country and sometimes across the planet.
Yeah, and a lot of private sector employers look at it in a negative light because we are here for 2 or 3 years.
Right.
There isn't the longevity of a 10 or 15 year commitment to an employer when you're a military spouse. And so it can be looked on in a negative light. I've experienced that myself. So hopefully we can get the community to understand that, you know, maybe it is a 2 or 3 year commitment, but that's a positive impact, not only for the organization that the military spouse would be working for, but also for that military spouse and learning their gaining knowledge and skill sets that they can take with them.
And they bring a lot to the table.
They absolutely do.
Angel, if someone is listening right now and they would like to reach out to you, what is the best way for them to do that?
They can give Peak Vista a call. The main line is 719-632-5700, and they can ask for the recruiting department.
Okay. It was nice meeting you.
You too. Thank you.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center presented by USAA and sponsored by Star Dental Institute, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. Our second segment, we title it Success Stories, and boy, do we have one here today. Lisa Keenan, a military spouse, also worked with Mount Carmel. Welcome to KRDO.
Thank you for having me today.
It is our pleasure. So I want to understand you landed a dream job, and we'll get to that in a little bit, but I want you to kind of work us through a little bit of your history and how you came to Mount Carmel. Tell us about your military spouse background, too.
Sure. So I'm a 20-year military spouse. We've actually just retired after my husband's 27-year career in the Army, and I received my master's in social work 20 years ago. So I've had my career for 20 years, and it's been nonlinear. I have learned to take advantages where I can, and I've learned to use volunteer work. And so I've been able to build. I've been working, but I haven't been in a place where I've been able to stay and grow and develop and be in higher level positions.
Okay. And how would you describe your experience with Mount Carmel?
So with Mount Carmel, we just returned home from a 3-year European assignment. Mm-hmm. And so I've returned this summer, and Mount Carmel was new to me, the mm-hmm. physical structure. I heard about a transition program through social media, and Mount Carmel was sponsoring a social gathering of Hire Heroes. And so I walked through the door and got connected with Janet Farley, who is a transition specialist at Mount Carmel, and quickly got connected when I saw the program and the services that was available.
Okay. And before we went on microphone, you were telling me that this is high level training and interaction.
And so when I say I saw what was offered and the services, yeah, very high level. And so, again, I've been doing this for 20 years as a military spouse, and I haven't seen this kind of investment before in spouses.
Mm-hmm.
The programming that was available, the networking, the connections, if the services weren't connected directly at Mount Carmel, there was a shared connection where I was learning about the program. So Amplify is a high-level military career, spouse career mm-hmm. development program. I got connected with that through my connection with Mount Carmel. Directly with Mount Carmel, I got connected with Prep Connect 360. It's a week-long intensive career development program. And that's where you also get connected to spouses like Angel, who we heard from before me,
mm-hmm.
Who professional, and she's a recruiter with Peak Vista Health Systems, and she's here volunteering her time for us. And so there's many volunteers in the community, high-level professional folks volunteering their time to help us.
We're going to talk about the job that you landed in a moment, but before we find out what that job is, I'm kind of holding that till the end. That's what we call a little tease in the business. Do you feel that the job that you landed, Mount Carmel, made a difference in you getting that?
Absolutely. And specifically with regards to the interviewing process. Last time I interviewed for a job was in 2010. And I have all this experience, but I had a previous interview a few months back. And I did not know what I was doing in that interview. There's a whole process. It's just getting through that interview, understanding these behavioral health questions that you have to answer. A panel interview is something I'd never been part of before.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I have the skill set, but I needed some skills in actual interviewing and this whole hiring process. That was critical for my landing my role in what I'm doing now.
Okay. And before we talk about that job, and we're going to do that in just a moment, what are your future goals?
I'd like to develop into my career. I'd like to create higher level position or be part of higher level positions. I'd really like to grow right now. I'd really like to get into my role, work hard, and I'd like to see myself 5-10 years, maybe doing something on a national level, maybe international mm-hmm. level. But right now I'm really wanting to grow into my community here. That's important, as being part of this community.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the job you landed.
Yeah.
We've been waiting in suspense.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
So my goal was to be part of this community. And as a macro level social worker, I've been a public policy worker and I've been a community development professional. And I landed a job at UCCS in the Economic Forum. And I'm a research assistant and I'm assisting the forum with research and publications. I'll be working on the annual forum that the community knows about. And working in some consulting work. And so all directly related to the community. It's a great organization, and I'm looking forward to growing into this role.
Congratulations. That's terrific.
Thank you.
You're welcome. For those folks who are listening right now, what is your message about how Mount Carmel can help them? What do you want to tell folks?
You've got to come through the door and take advantage of the transition program. You've got to take advantage of all of these services available. They're high level. Come on. I think some people think that if service is available for free, they're not valuable. Oh my goodness. That is so not true. You've got to come on board and take advantage of these services. I don't think people will be disappointed.
And there are some great businesses that are providing the funding to make Mount Carmel go. So it does take money, but
yes.
The nice thing is that's being taken care of by some great businesses in our area.
Exactly. And thank you. Thank you to all of you who have participated in this program.
All right, Lisa, we wish you much success. And again, congratulations on the retirement.
Thank you.
All right. This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA and sponsored by Star Dental Institute, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. Our third segment is upcoming events, and Paul Price is joining us. And Paul, I'm looking at the calendar. You are busy at Mount Carmel.
Mount Carmel has a full schedule, Mike, and we run it on a weekly basis and a monthly schedule as well. And listeners can find that event calendar out on the Mount Carmel website.
Okay, let's talk about some of the stuff that's coming up in the next several days, please.
Well, we have employer days where we bring in specific companies and they set up shop right in the lobby of Mount Carmel where they bring jobs and then do actual interviews and information interviews with prospective candidates. Mm-hmm. We also do industry fairs where we bring in multiple companies out of the same industry. And then our mock interviews, which you heard in the earlier segments, which are so valuable to our clients in getting ready to do actual job interviews. We do a resume training again this month. We have our transition workshop that's kicking off next week. That's a 5-day program. And a networking event on Thursday night. These all come about with our collaboration with the military installations, the veteran community, and helping with, we couldn't do this without our multiple business partners. We're also plugged in with the mayor's office at the county level, the state level. And in fact, we're actually have a representative down in Florida attending a national veteran employment event this week as well. It's all about connecting the dots, Mike.
Tax time is just around the corner, and I understand you're offering some tax assistance for those folks who may need a little bit of help.
Yes, sir. Actually, we have a tax help center set up in one of our classrooms at Mount Carmel. People can come in on a walk-in basis, or they can schedule an appointment just simply by calling 772-7000, and we can get them signed up. It's free tax service, multiple representatives in there, and they'll sit down and go over the tax returns with the individual counselors.
That is terrific. Tell us about the big event on March 14th. That's a big one.
Well, the big one is with you as our MC. KRDO is partnering with Mount Carmel once again and the Mill Housing Network, and we're going to do a National Mill Spouse Career Summit. That's going to be on Thursday. That'll be from 1 to 2 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. But what makes this unique is it's going to be broadcast from the West Coast to the East Coast. We have a potential over 1 million listeners. So it's a live broadcast. It's going to be set up with two panels. Panel one will be actual members that help with resources, helping veterans and the military spouses. The second panel will be representatives from the business community. And these are the employers that understand how the challenges are being dealt with our clients, and then helping them connect the dots again to get employment in the community.
If folks want to access this event, how do they do that, please, Paul?
Well, they can go ahead and log in with veterancenter.org. That's our Mount Carmel connection, and you'll be able to connect through there.
Okay, and the nice thing about this is if you can't go there in person, you can just sit there in the comfort of your home or office and listen in and get some great advice.
Absolutely.
You know, we talk about the underemployment of military spouses, and many of the reasons is because the military spouses is constantly moving as they follow their member through their career. Mill spouse unemployment, 30% nationally. Underemployment, 56% nationally. Those numbers we'd like to see come down. Paul, it was good meeting you. Is there anything else you want to focus on coming up over the next couple of days?
I just want to give a shout out to the veterans and the military spouses out there. The first step's the toughest. Come to Mount Carmel. Let us help you. Price is right. It's free. We're here to support you and your job needs, your behavioral health, supportive services. Just come on down to see us.
You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA and sponsored by Stuart Dental Institute.